Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Palomina Corp, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol PA and on the OTC markets under the symbol PLMNF. However, I know that the company is working through a OTCQB listing as well. Chad and I are chatting with Andrew Thompson, President and CEO of Palomina. Now, Andrew, let's start off with a topic that I get a lot of emails about. A lot of our listeners want companies to comment on what's going on politically in the jurisdiction that they are active in. Palomina is focused in Peru, and we look at the recent election results from July 28th. Pedro Castillo won. I know that's caused some waves within the resource community, but again, early on in this election result. Andrew, give us your insights, please, on Pedro Castillo after being elected in Peru, what that means for Palomina, what that means for the broad resource sector in Peru, please.
Well, Castillo really is left-leaning, and he's not the favorite candidate from the perspective that he's taken swipes verbally at the mining industry. But at the end of the day, and we still have high commodity prices, and you know, Chile, the neighbor, et cetera, are also looking at introducing royalties, et cetera. So really, it's more uncertainty. You know, Peru's had, I think, three presidents in the last 8 months, and now another president that really doesn't have an agenda, but most importantly, he doesn't have any support in Congress.
So I actually think it will continue to bifurcate with a lack of leadership. But from an exploration point of view, I don't think it's going to affect investment in exploration in the short term from the perspective that the companies that are operating there will continue to do what they're doing. And, you know, he has no support in Congress. So, you know, a lot of people are saying his days are limited. So it's just a wait and see.
Well, Andrew, just shifting over to Palomina now, the June 18th news release, you announced that you have closed your $5 million private placement and you brought on a couple key strategic investors. Maybe walk investors through how that went and who did you pick up as far as key strategic investors in the company?
Yeah, so we, you know, Ernesto Treviri has always been our largest shareholder. He maintained his position. And then Eric Sprott came in for 12% of the company, and Goldspot came in for 3%. And really, it's working with Goldspot. Our Usikayos exploration player flagship property is a Devonian age orogenic deposit, and Goldspot has some experience with their relationship with Newfound Gold. And at the end of the day, I think in talking to Denis, the head of Goldspot, we felt that, you know, we could really make some headway in terms of understanding this orogenic belt more. And he supports our view that it's underexplored. So it's pretty exciting. You know, we now have the funding to carry out a meaningful drill program. We're not in a position where, you know, with the $5 million that was raised, we're in a position where we can continue for some time. So it's I'm very happy with the way things are going. And our key shareholders have maintained their positions. I myself, with my wife, put in roughly about $200,000 to maintain our position. So everything's good.
Let's talk about the project then, because a couple news events that we can talk about, or at least catalysts here. One being a drill on site and Energold doing that drilling or contracted for the drilling. There's also a name change for the project. Can you take us through the name change, please, just to bring everybody up to speed on what happened, why that happened?
Well, locally, if you think about Corani or Oyachea, they're all named after the local communities. And this was a request that had gone out some time ago from the community, but because of applications for drill permitting, et cetera, you don't want to have to change everything during the process. So once we established our DN, and now the funding's in place and we're moving forward with the drill program, we've elected to change the name to the local community as the local community had requested. We've seen a government resolution to that extent, which is what they needed to see, and the drill's been mobilized to site now and is setting up. So it cost us, you know, a couple of weeks to get the name change officially recognized, but now that that's in place, the community is happy, and we're moving forward, and I believe we're going to start drilling in the next week or two, but the drill is at site now. So, and again, we contracted Energold to carry out the drilling. We're looking to do up to a 3,000-meter program now, and we've changed things a little bit in that we're doing six holes to a 400-meter depth, and in order to get the best out of these eight perceived structures that we're drilling.
So then when it comes to, I guess, that overall drill program up to 3,000 meters, this is really just your first pass at the project. But what's the opportunities then of increasing the drill program or following up with, let's call it a phase two program?
Well, we're restricted. Because of the rainy season, we more or less have to get this done for the beginning of December. We do have the option of adding another drill if need be. We may drill through the rainy season, but likely not. But really, this is the first time this project's ever seen drill holes. And it's relatively exciting because we've got 2.4 kilometers of strike. We're drilling a section, an 800-meter section of that known as the Veta Zone. And, you know, there's a fairly wide series of mineralized structures that we're going to drill through. And I think the first hole's positioned to drill through at least four of those structures.
Andrew, just shifting over to to another project that you have exposure to, the Gabon Gold Project, where Windshear Gold is working on it. There's been some updates there as far as some of the discovery work they're doing on that project. Bring everybody up to speed on that project, your exposure to it, and what your partner Windshear Gold is working on.
So at Gabon, again, we own 18.6% or 10 million shares in Windshear. And at Gabon, they've continued with exploration in the field. They've discovered a new area just north west of the Coratiri area that's scheduled for drilling. I guess in the last since we last talked, they filed the DIA, which is the permitting required to go drilling, and they've made a new discovery in that zone. So they continue to have good results in the field, and again, everything that's required to submit for a drill permit has now been applied for.
So Andrew, summarize then some of the catalysts coming up for the company, because it is exciting to get on the ground, get drilling at your flagship project, but also having some of the other drivers potentially from Windshear and also that OTCQB listing in the works.
Yeah, so from a marketing point of view, we hired a market maker. We've also applied for an OTCQB listing. You know, those are things that Goldspot has a large U.S. shareholding. And as we move forward, you know, and in the event that we make discovery, we think that we feel currently we're 6 months ahead of anyone else on a kind of understanding the structural side of things. And we're hoping that with Goldspot, we can add more understanding of this belt. You know, we've increased our land position slightly, and we're hoping that in future, as we garner more understanding, we'll be able to make further discovery. The other thing that we should mention is that Windshear also is moving forward with its arbitration in Tanzania for the expropriation of its S&P orogenic gold deposit. And, you know, we're now into the arbitration. It's been a very lengthy process. You know, it's fully funded. But there's a memorial where a third party established $124 million as the amount, you know, which includes interest, for compensation for Windshear. You know, again, this is we're not backed by a resource, but we do have 18.6% participation wherever the outcome is. And again, it's a bit of a lottery ticket, but as the process moves forward, I feel, you know, it's becoming more and more of a reality in terms of actually seeing some sort of real compensation. So that, you know, it's relatively exciting in the sense that, you know, I do feel that it represents a non-dilutive financing at some point, and it's likely going to happen within, you know, by 2023. So it's not as far off as people think.
Okay. Andrew, appreciate the update. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Palomino. We will follow up, especially on the back of some initial drill results here, but also any other changes and when that QB listing comes live as well. Andrew, thank you for your time. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Andrew, have a great rest of your week.
Great. Thank you.